and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from North Andover, Massachusetts. She is a neuropsychologist in private practice. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Dr. Diane to the program. Dr. Diane, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Same here. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And so why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm a trauma therapist for over 40 years and a survivor of a stroke, a cerebral bleed, a brain surgery, and 4 concussions. And when after my last concussion, I was told by my doctors I was permanently brain damaged, and I had an integrative team. It was the first integrative team in New England, and I put my whole team together, and they put Humpty Dumpty back together. And by 3 years later, I had been back to work, and I wrote the first book on concussion called Coping with Mild Traumatic Brain Injury. And since then, I've written another book called Coping with Concussion and Mild Traumatic Brain Injury. And from that, I have developed a 5-prong approach where we look at the physical, the psychological, the emotional, the spiritual, to help people on a broad area for both brain fitness and brain rehabilitation.
Alrighty. So is that what really got you started in what you're doing, or did you decide sooner than that?
Well, I was a trauma therapist, and prior to my stroke and concussions, I am a board-certified health psychologist and a board-certified sports psychologist. So I always was doing either brain fitness or brain rehabilitation. And the brain fitness is helping executives or people who need to be more focused, to working with their stress. For elite athletes to perform better, to work to the working in the zone. For people with chronic illnesses, I was working with them. And then when I had my, I had also worked with people who've had sexual abuse. You've heard of the movie Spotlight, and I worked with the people who were sexually abused. And then when I had this accident, and I realized that people could know I could relate what it's like to have a stroke or a concussion, I've really focused on more the stroke and concussion area.
All righty. So now, what kind of background does somebody actually need to, do what you do?
Well, I have a doctorate degree, and then I did, as I said, years in training in neuropsychology, and then I've had training in neurofeedback, energy work. I've been trained in all kinds of areas, so I have 4 board certifications. Most psychologists don't even have 1. So, and then I was an entrepreneur before I was a psychologist. I was in cost accounting and marketing, and I taught that. So I understood the business world and what was needed in that. And looking at as a professional athlete, I was in training for 500 meters, in the Olympics, and it was another whole area of working with professional athletes. And as a performing artist, I put myself through college singing in coffee houses. So I was aware of the performing arts, the sports, and then also the trauma. And then after my own injury, I devoted, since 1994 and 1997, I have now devoted to concussions and strokes and brain injuries.
All righty. Sounds like you've been a busy lady, huh? Alrighty. Now, when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
Well, the fact is that most people have gone to many, many doctors, and they're not getting results. And so, because the doctors tend to treat the symptom and not the cause. So, for example, if someone has a runny nose, of course you need to treat the runny nose. But what caused that runny nose? Was it a virus? Was it a bacterial infection? Was it allergies? And you don't give an antibiotic for allergies. And that is what's missed in most situations. So when people come in, the first thing we do is do a consultation. We look at their symptoms, and then I would go with them and show them what the cause is of those specific symptoms. And then we develop a personalized, customized program for that person to treat both the symptoms and the causes. And then I have a network of clinicians. I have psychiatrists. I have endocrinologists. I have speech and language pathologists. I have physical therapists, along with chiropractors. I have, on the more alternative, we have a world-renowned acupuncturist. We have homeopath. We have nutritionists. We have massage therapists and Reiki.
Wow, you got a lot of people there, huh?
Yes, and I don't work just locally. We work locally here in North Andover, but I work nationally and internationally. I have worked with people in New Zealand, London, all over the world because I have a network. So those people who need, let's say, massage therapists in England, we find that particular massage therapist that would work like muscle release therapy. However, we can do speech pathology or neurofeedback remotely from here to England, New Zealand. I've done that.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do over the phone and the internet these days, right?
That's right.
All righty. So now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Well, it's looking forward is to helping other people. That's what we're talking about, is that every day people come in, and the false information that is... I just listened to a webinar the other day on brain injury, and it was misinformation, and it's trying to get out there the right information and to give help and hope so that people know that when, you know, they've been told over the internet, someone says, oh, I've tried that. I tell people, I think, I believe, I know, when I present something, I know that it will help them. And the success rate has been that way.
All righty. Now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
How can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
My website is drdiane.com. That's drdiane.com. My 800 number, it's 800-500-9971, and that is on my website.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are quite welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing? Forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.